This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
Over the past few weeks, we've been trying something new. We're taking a book edited by Merritt Watts called First Jobs, True Tales of Bad Bosses, Quirky Coworkers, Big Breaks, and Small Paychecks, and calling up the people who contributed the stories. Today, a young man who couldn't find a job in a small town in Iran, so he decided to start a business of his own.
My name is Sharuz Varshavi. My first job was actually printing student projects. When I was around 17 years old, I got accepted for a college to another city. But I was feeling so bad about the situation because I was coming from like a sort of poor family. I didn't want to have like pressure on my father's shoulder and stuff like that. I was trying to come up with something that can make money for me. And after a while, I realized that there are like so many students, including myself, that always looking for print shops because we are graphic designers and we needed to have a high quality printers to just print our stuff. I thought that it would be cool if I can buy a printer that kind of solved the problem. I realized that the price of the printer is like same as 1 month rent. I paid my rent to buy a printer actually. And then when I got the printer, it was really exciting for me. I told my friends that, hey, I have a really high-quality printer. You can do your stuff with my printer if you want to. There were, like, so many students. I was getting famous in, like, other universities, and people were saying that, hey, this guy is printing really great. I made so much money, and I was, like, so happy. My parents was like, hey, are you doing all right? You want money? And I was like, I don't really need money. If you want money, I can help you, actually, with if you're struggling about something or what, you could definitely make it up. It doesn't matter because I literally started from zero and I made like so much money that I paid my tuition, like my rent, and I bought a car. I had like some savings. So just gave me so much confidence to do whatever I want to do for myself. I know that there is no limit now.
That was Sharuz Varshavi. He now works as a graphic designer in New York City. He still keeps his old printer at his parents' house in Tehran, by the way.